Livewire with Jeff Dorsett in conversation with Sharon Corr from The Corrs.
Hi, this is Jeff Dorsett. It's great to welcome a lady that was part of a band that sold 35 million albums. We all remember Talk on Corners. The number one single that was a worldwide success, Breathless, from The Corrs, but now out as a solo artist, violin player and vocalist. She is Sharon Corr. Now, I imagine when you were growing up, the breakfast table must have been as noisy as it could possibly be. Were you and your family playing, I should think, as many instruments that they could hit or suck or blow down? How noisy was it at breakfast time?
Well, it was noisy just from normal sort of family arguments and breakfast, you know. I mean, that's just... We had a noisy house because there was a lot of us in it, so it was regularly very noisy.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I can remember running a company, Sharon, years ago in County Meath.
Oh, right.
In Navan.
Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. They always used to play hard after they worked hard and enjoyed it. And I suppose that's part of Ireland. I can remember them inviting me to a rugby match at Lansdowne Road, and the match was kicking off at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And they said, we'll meet you in the bar before the match. And I said, what time do you want to meet? They said, 10.
That's insane. I know. It's just that it's insane, but perfectly normal for Ireland.
Absolutely.
And I'd say you were very, very drunk by the time we got to the match.
Well, I'll tell you what, they took it in good heart because England won, but they didn't deserve it.
Oh, there you go.
Now, I'll tell you what, The Corrs success, 35 million albums worldwide. I mean, Talk on Corners was incredible.
Yeah.
Who got the idea, Sharon, in the first place to record Fleetwood Mac Dreams? I mean, it's the only title, I don't know if you know, it's the only single from Fleetwood Mac that ever made number one on the Billboard in America.
Yeah.
So I wonder, how did you come about with that particular song?
Well, kind of like with most magic moments in life, they sort of fall into your hands. You sort of, you plan so many things and then it's something else that works for you. So it's kind of very, it's unusual. What literally happened was we had recorded Talk on Corners, we were finished the album, and through our record company we got offered to play a Fleetwood, you know, perform and record a Fleetwood Mac song on a Fleetwood Mac tribute album. So it actually came in after the record was done, and we thought, yeah, great. And Dreams was available, so we went, yes, we want to do Dreams. And at that time, we'd been working with a great producer called Oliver Lieber, and also working with John Shanks.
Yep.
Who's done all the recent Take That records. And it just... they took an unusual angle on it, and it just really worked. Because I think if you're going to do a cover, you want to completely change it and not compete with something that's already brilliant, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
And then I remember when we were in the studio, I wrote the violin line to it, and the guys were kind of, two American guys were blown away by how you could stick this Irish violin line into essentially a pop record.
Sure.
So that's kind of how it was born. And it's funny because it was the milestone in our career. It was the thing that changed it all for us.
Mm. I've actually got the remix version. Is it the Teehee mix or something that I've got on one of my my CDs, which is fabulous as well? But your violin comes through strong on that particular track. Now, before we get on to you as a solo artist, I must just ask you, I had the Saw Doctors on not so long ago, and I want to ask you, did you ever go on the Rog and Pod show?
No. No, and I was invited and said I just wasn't going to put myself up for that sort of ridicule. I mean, those guys are obnoxious.
I know. But the Saw Doctors said they couldn't believe it because they ended up doing a cover of the Sugar Babes' All About You Now, and it turned out to be a huge record in Ireland.
Yeah, you see, there again is something that you don't expect to do, and it works for you. I suppose it's about leaving yourself open to things, you know, but I just knew... with Podge and Rog, they're particularly lecherous towards women. So
really?
They're awful, yeah.
Oh, dear.
They're funny.
I bet they'd love to have had you girls on the show.
Oh, yeah, they would have had a field day.
They'd have paid money for that, I'll tell you. They've been queuing at the door. Now, I'll tell you, talking about being a solo artist as well as being in a band, I talked to people like Francis Rossi and the guys out of Delamitri. When you first did your first show, or you did your first track, was it quite fearful for you? Did you feel a little nervous, even though you might have had other band members around you? Did you really sort of shake a bit at the knees in the beginning?
I initially, no, it was just something I really wanted, and I suppose I was kind of really felt I needed to do from the inside out, if you know what I mean. But I remember my first gig was the Isle of Wight Festival, which was a bit of a sort of in at the deep end.
Absolutely.
And I remember just before getting on stage, I was literally hyperventilating. I was.
Yes.
Very nervous. But when I got up there, it was, you know, kind of like riding a bike, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
It was okay. It was good. I really sort of cherished the moment. It was great.
Absolutely. Now, how do you feel about getting awards? And I'm not referring to the MBE, but being Miss Twitter UK.
I was really thrilled with that. from the point of view that I was more or less computer illiterate about, you know, 2 years ago.
Right.
And I kind of thought, I was also becoming a solo artist. I was also entering a new sort of technological age.
Sure.
So at the height of the cores, the internet was only coming, it was only really emerging. And whereas now it's kind of taken over the world in a very sort of small, you know, short space of time.
Yeah.
So I realized in order to connect with a new audience, I needed to embrace what was going on now. And Twitter was an easy way of doing that. And I love getting feedback from the fans and them telling me, you know, what songs they like, what songs they don't like, you know, what they're looking for, and just generally having a bit of fun with them. So Twitter is good fun, and it's kind of, it's very short. It's only 140 characters, so you can't really bore or be bored on it.
No. But you'll have a badge now, Sharon, Miss Twitter UK, which is...
I never got a badge or a crown or anything like that, and I'm still waiting on that stuff to arrive.
Now, your musical taste is nice and varied. I mean, I've seen Lou Reed, you like, and Paul Weller.
Yeah.
Big in that sort of area. And even you went down the avenue, you love Badge, don't you, by Cream?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. How did you find all this out? That's amazing.
Oh, I'll tell you, I have spies everywhere, you know, and people get on to me. And when they knew you were coming on, we get listeners all over the place, Sharon, all over the world who are listening and coming on. You'll never forget that, will you?
No, I will not.
I'll tell you, it'll always be with you. What, can I ask you, what make of violin is it, Sharon?
Well, it's not a Stradivarius, but it is, it's very precious to me. It's not a particular make. It was made in Dresden in Germany in the 1930s.
Wow.
But with violins are something that just get, you buy at auction.
Sure.
Because the older they are and the longer they're played, the better they are.
Mm.
So this is, it's quite a deep, very, it's quite close to a viola in sound, my violin.
Super stuff. Well, look, wish you great success with all of that. The date's coming up. And the album as well, Dream of You.
Yeah.
What we're going to do, Sharon, is play It's Not a Dream as a track, if that's okay,
to take out
the interview. And
yeah.
Thanks very much for your time. Great success. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you.
And, you know, good luck with everything. And hope the tour goes well, the album goes well. How's the rest of the girls? How's Caroline and Adrian?
Oh, they're great. I suppose everybody's kind of pursuing their own their own lives now, which is healthy and normal for a family. So they're all doing great, really well.
And do you live close to each other now or not?
We don't actually. We all live in different parts of the world actually.
All right.
So, which is probably very natural after living in each other's pockets for about 15 years.
Yeah. Oh, great. Well, yeah. Sharon Corbin, super talking to you. Thanks very much for your time. On behalf of everybody here, the track we're going to play, It's Not a Dream. Sharon Corbin, great talking.
You too. Thanks a million.
Nothing's gonna change the way I feel when you call my name. The stars, they shine for me. Wanting all you'll ever need, needing all you'll ever want. My love I give to you. And at times I know it's hard to stay together, but when I'm in your arms, there's nowhere I feel better. 'Cause baby, it's not a dream, it's reality. You are my soul, you're my sanity. I can't explain, but I know it's forever. And if you world will end the way you used to do. Good times, they will come and go. Hard times, we will surely know, but our love will follow us through. And if at times you feel you're sailing stormy waves there, put your hand in mine, we'll face this world together.
LiveWire is a Steve Osborne production. For more information, visit www.steveosborne.info.